something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Talking away. I don't know what I have to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you sighing away. I'll be coming for your love, okay?
Ryan Posehn and Friends version of Take On Me from A-ha.
Grandpa Metal is the album.
I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
No, it really does. Because it was loaded in there by our producer, and I hadn't heard it yet. And that was the first time I heard it. And I'm thinking, you know what? That was good. I'm not kissing ass. That was really good, man.
Thank you.
What'd you have to pay A-ha?
Well, nothing yet. But they will... they will take their percentage, yeah. I mean,
oh, you don't have to go.
They got
get...
a piece of you displaying it.
Yeah.
You don't have to get permission ahead of time? I'm not sure how that works.
Well, we had to get permission, but they'll just take their percentage out of our sales.
Okay. All they right. Laughed at you and said, but... that's not going to make any money.
Have they heard it? Have the guys from A-ha heard that?
I don't know. I haven't asked. I know when I covered The Gambler, I know Kenny Rogers had to approve, and he actually liked my dumb metal version of The Gambler.
Oh, I gotta hear that too.
Where can we find that?
I haven't heard yet what that I did like 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But,
okay.
I haven't heard what A-ha thinks or Yelvis, because we also covered that song, What the Fox Say.
Yeah.
So I know they have to approve, but I haven't heard like their feedback.
And Corey Taylor, guest vocals on that. And you got a bunch of names, some notables on here.
So you called in some favors from some of your rock fans, friends, too, obviously.
Absolutely. My friends, yeah. There was really nobody on this record. Well, one or two people that I didn't know. Everybody else I knew. My producer called in, like, two favors. He got the bass player for Doc and Jeff Pilson
okay.
Solo.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know Jeff. But everybody else was me personally going, hey, man, I'm doing this dumb thing. Will you sing on it?
You know? Scott Ian, Corey Taylor, Gary Holt, Al Yankovic, Brendan Small, many, many more, including...
Yeah. Is that the only non-music track on this? Is My Phone Call with Weird Al?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of sketches leading up to songs or linking from songs, but that's the only, like, standalone, not a song sketch.
You've been working on this for a while. Bit of a passion project? How long you been at this?
Passion project.
Yeah, man, it took 6 years. That's a good word for it. I can't believe it took that long. We've been calling it the Chinese democracy of comedy metal records. But
Ryan,
I didn't spend $13 million of my own money like Axl did, so I feel like I got off okay.
Now, how can you tour on this? You just go. Is your tour just your comedy?
Well, I could, but that's not why I did it.
Yeah,
I want to do some videos.
Videos
are
great.
Well, we are. I'm in the middle of doing a couple. I'm doing Grandpa Metal, and then we're doing New Music Sucks as videos, and those will be out soon. But then Scott and I have talked about doing like an abbreviated like tour where we go out and do a couple of dates, but we would do stand up before. He's done spoken word, you know, and told stories
right.
from his books. So we would go out and do that together, and then end the show by doing a couple of songs. But the idea at my age of getting out and then running around singing metal songs for an hour. I don't know that my insurance company would sign off on that.
Can your can your Cookie Monster voice survive an hour singing like that?
Yeah, I think my voice could, but like my giant gut of me running around on stage, I don't think that's gonna. I'd be wheezing, and like when Axl Rose came back. Remember when he
right.
first came back and did that MTV thing, and he was full of cookie dough, and everybody was like, "Wow, look at that." That's how this would be.
I'd still pay to see that, though. Brian Posehn with us. When's the album come out? Is this weekend or what?
It's out. It came out Friday.
Oh, Friday. I'm sorry.
It's
okay.
Doing well, man. Yeah, it's
are there samples on
it's selling?
Yeah, how do people? get the...
Yeah, there's samples on YouTube. It's you can stream it everywhere, but I would recommend going to a record store.
Yes. You have a hard copy.
Sell records and compact discs.
Man, I like that too.
I was just one of those.
Yeah, so we did physical copies, and so that's what I'm hoping people that I still like. You know, that's how I get my music.
Sure. And you got the
I still go to the record store and, you know, deal with the surly gentleman or lady behind the counter and.
Well, I
used to be one of those people. I was one of that was one of my day jobs. So,
Oh, were you the judgmental clerk?
Oh yeah, I was the guy that got fired from Tower Records for attitude.
Oh, right.
People get hired for attitude.
You got fired from Tower, really? Back in the day?
Yeah,
for attitude for being a jackass during Christmas.
Okay. Were you?
What'd you do? Just laugh at people's choices?
Right, questioning people's taste.
Yeah, I was the one that I got in trouble for. I didn't say anything, but they said, "Well, you were nonverbal, but your disappointment was clear." Like I rolled my eyes, and this customer could hear me roll my eyes as they bought something terrible.
What was the customer's choice?
I don't remember. I mean, this was the '80s.
Okay.
This was the '80s and
'90s.
Man,
you should have been the Jack Black character then. You know,
oh, absolutely. I identified with that character so much.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That was me, just hanging up on people. Or, like, telling people I would go look for the record and then not even leaving where I was standing. You know, just stand there.
How long did you work at Tower?
Yeah, I'm going to the country section. I'm going to go look for Reba McEntire. I'll be right back.
And then you wouldn't move?
Yeah, we're out of it. Yeah, we don't have that.
That is excellent.
But clearly we do.
I want the album now just because I'm looking at the YouTube cover here. And that's great.
Oh, thanks.
That is great artwork.
Yeah, man, it's a full package. I wanted it to, you know, feel like a legit cool thing.
Yeah. What made you pick some of the songs? Like, who thought of Take On Me?
It's all me. Everything on the record is
no,
me.
No, no, you could take a lot of songs and make them sound metal, so what made you choose that particular song? I mean, it's perfect, you know?
I've said for years that any song is better metal, and that just, I took it as a challenge, actually.
Yeah.
Like, let's make that song, you know? And it's felt like it's an earworm that if you're my age, you grew up with it.
Totally.
And I just felt like it would be a fun thing to do.
New music sucks. Explain this. I haven't heard it yet, so explain what you're saying in there, because I agree.
Well, so it's this cranky old metalhead, you know, just taking down all pop music and, you know, music from the last 10 years to something really recent. But, like, I wasn't even aware of some of the... of how terrible some of the current music is.
No, it's bad.
But then I drive an Uber. I take Ubers every once in a while, and then I'm like, oh, that's awful.
Yeah, I got teenage kids.
I never heard of that before, but it's really terrible.
What's out there that you like
just
right
say
now?
You almost said you drive an Uber on the side there. I think that would be great.
Oh, no,
no. Shane picks me up driving an Uber.
Any new music that you're a fan of right now?
Not really.
Well, you said pop music. Pop music does suck. There's some great rock bands out there, but pop music sucks.
Yeah. There's for me, metal-wise, the bands that I'm into that are new, they're not that new.
Right.
So Power Trip. Mm-hmm. Power Trip's had a couple of records. This band Havoc has had a couple of records. I really like them. He Is Legend. I think they're out of South Carolina. They're great, but they've been around 10 years.
Yeah, you're.
But you know,
that's new to us.
For me, that's new music. You know.
Yeah.
We're talking to comedian Brian Posehn. Are you out touring too?
Yeah, be in Tampa and Orlando this weekend, but out doing my normal fart jokes. Well, not normal, but
where can we see you on TV again or movies? Because we love to see you on the screen. You're very funny.
Nothing coming up right away. The most recent thing was Mandalorian, just on my regular gig, Big Bang Theory, went away. So I'm just looking for more of those.
I know you're on a lot. Mandalorian, is that what Beasley's on? Was Beasley on that? Was John Beasley was on Mandalorian.
Couple
of
episodes
of the show. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Brian Posehn, Grandpa Metal, available now where you buy your records, record stores, CDs. Is it on cassette? Let's go old school.
I hope so, but not yet. But I would like to do that if we do that for Record Store Day. We've talked about it, we'll see.
And you can check out some samples on YouTube right now.
And where can people find your dates besides Orlando?
BrianPossein.com.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate it. And good luck, man. Sounds great. Really sounds fun. Yeah, can't wait to hear the whole
thing. Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
You too, man.
You too.
I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.
Talking away. I don't know what I have to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you sighing away. I'll be coming for your love, okay?
You know, I knew what it was, but I just went into that. And you don't know until the to the chorus.
Yeah.
You see Brian doing the video, the pencil sketch video.
It's
Possein banging into a wall.
I've always thought that song needed double basses.
Rocks, man.
That's awesome.
That's just like with your old band. What were they called?
Dragonfire.
Dragonfire, right. They still exist?
Hiatus, in my heart, right? They're big into the hiatus. Yeah.
There's a great, your album cover shot, walking down the railroad tracks.
Oh,
Austin, that's a great photo.
Yeah.
We should share that.
Five Tallarico.
Nick's got a band called Dragonfire.
We have a video out, too, for Tyrannosaurus Sex.
Oh, yeah, there's a video out?
Rawr. Yeah, you guys are in it.
Oh, that's right.
Somebody filmed a long time ago.
We got to put that on. Can Push look that up and share it on our social media today?
Yeah.
Share some Dragonfire.
Oh, why would we want to do that to the listeners?
No, not on the air. Have them go look at our social media for Dragonfire.
Okay, all right.
I'm not going to play it.
Dude, Possein's great. I had to work with him last time he came through.
Oh, you did?
I doubt he remembers being like, hey, remember getting high in that car after the show? I think that guy probably does that.
Were you sitting in the car getting high with him? Yeah. Him and Pat Oswalt and him came in through years ago together.
Yeah, when they were doing the Comedians of Comedy.
Yeah.
Right. They were both pretty cool. He was really cool. I remember that.
Yeah, Possein. He's got a great joke on one of his early. His album came out right when I started doing stand up. It's called Live and Nerd Rage.
Uh-huh.
And he said he and his wife were pulling up somewhere to get a valet, and like she farted, and of course they blame him because he's like, I look like I'm made of farts. Like that's always stuck in my head.
Craig, I got a link to. They make leggings now. Well, they're chick leggings, but of NFL teams. So
I like that look.
I could order you a pair of Packer leggings.
That would look great.
I would make them look good.
And that would enhance your ass a little bit.
That is a crazy look. I've seen that.
Is it a push-up ass?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. They're all like that.
All right. I'd make that look good.
So you could start doing the squats in the various warrior positions that'll work on your ass in yoga.
So you can return to the power bottom that you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The power comes from the thrusting.
Yep. That's what I've heard.
And you got to build up the glutes for that.
Craig's got no ass. Cancer took his ass away.
Yeah.
That should be your next book.
Still an ass.
Open the joy. Cancer took my ass away.
An ass with no ass. Yeah.
It's Molly Ringwald's birthday today.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of stuff.
Is she? I've never met her.
Well, I mean, I've always liked her, you know.
It is also Dr. Dre's birthday.
Who's older, huh?
You know Dr. Dre.
Yep.
Who is older, Dr. Dre or Molly Ringwald? And have you ever considered those two in the same sentence before?
Not at all.
I want to say Dre.
I just read a whole big piece on the Breakfast Club and how people were interacted off the scene, and it was pretty cool.
I'm guessing Dre is mid to upper 50s, and Molly Ringwald is mid to lower 50s. So Dre is older.
Yeah, I'll say Dre.
Yeah, Dr. Dre.
I think Todd did that pretty good.
Well, Dr. Dre is 55.
Uh-oh.
She could be close. I still think she's younger than that.
Molly Ringwald is 52.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good, everyone.
Yeah. I was worried for a second.
Yeah. I have a nightmare about that one. No nightmare about,
Who's older who's nightmares? Older. Molly Ringwald's older. Oh.
The original idiot when it came to who's older is here Thursday, Greg Morton.
I'm going to have to come up with some for that day.
Years ago.
Who's taller? Molly Ringwald. She's tall. For a chick.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like 5'7". 5'8"?
I got to think Dr. Dre's tall.
I've seen Dr. Dre. He's bigger than that. Not in person, but he's bigger than that.
I just saw that Kobe video he did. everybody's like, oh, this Dr. Dre Kobe video is great. And it was great until, like, Dre starts showing up in it.
Oh, really?
Because they're showing, like, Kobe being all great video? At basketball. Then it's, like, him at the producer board. And I don't
make yourself the star of that.
Yeah.
Let's hear your guesses. Who's taller, Dr. Dre or Molly Ringwald?
The way you're saying it now, we're probably wrong, but I'll say Dre, too.
Nick?
Dre.
Craig?
Yeah, I was going to go with that, too.
Yeah, he's 6'1", she's 5'8".
Okay. The NFL Players Association could soon vote on an agreement with the league that includes sharply reduced penalties for marijuana use.
Yeah, you know what that means? Yeah.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight!
These proposed changes have not been publicly released, but the collective bargaining agreement that's kind of circulating...
What did they give up, though? Players always have to give something up. Yeah. An extra game or something now?
This doesn't address that.
17th game is what I've read.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It would make it so players would only be subject to a 2-week testing period instead of the current 4-month window begins on 4/20.
Well, that's just stupid. Let's say we're going to test you for 2 weeks, get high the rest of the time.
Yeah.
And if you're an idiot and get caught, they're going to still suspend you. It makes no sense.
Let's go back to the first sentence.
Substantially
reduced.
Sharply reduced penalties.
That means, what, slap on the wrist?
Well, it basically means you'd have to get caught about 6 times before it would...
That's true.
How about them let them do it?
The agreement would include dramatically reduced penalties with suspensions happening only in the extent of extreme or repeated disregard
the
policy.
The players should say no to that.
It's still not legal everywhere, so they could. But if you can only get tested for 2 weeks out of the year, and if you get caught once, it's just a slap on the wrist, that's still a big win.
Still doesn't make any sense why even do it, though. Why even? The NFL should say, we don't care if you smoke dope. We really don't.
See, that's true, but I'm not going to die on that hill. I don't care that much.
No, I'm not
either.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I'm not either.
That's the thing. They're still getting a lot.
They're nitpicking.
How many NFL teams are in states that have legal weed?
But we also know weed's everywhere.
And that includes medical.
Right.
So I'd have to say most of them.
Yep. Except for where we live.
Don't have an NFL team.
Good life.
There's at least a half a dozen with legal.
But we're only talking medical. But all you need is medical, though. You know, for these guys
everybody get a card, yeah.
In pain.
Right.
I think the big concern would be whoever books the travel, you're going to have to put all those guys on the ground floor.
Right.
Because if they get high and jump off balconies.
They all do.
Right, we're going to need to fill a lot of rosters.
Right, talk about the replacements.
A lot of ball pits.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball announced in December that it was removing the marijuana from its list of banned substances. Nice. I need to repeat that.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Good to see baseball getting a little talk now, thanks to cheating.
Yeah, they should do something to those players. It's ridiculous. You know, people are pissed. Everybody's going to throw at these guys.
Oh. Yeah, their commissioner is taking some heat.
Everybody is going to throw at these dudes.
Everybody in Major League Baseball, everybody in Minor League Baseball hates those guys.
Well, they cheated.
Why? They should.
They cheated.
Because
No. Here's why I say why.
Everybody's on their side.
Let me answer.
I will.
Because they all knew.
Yes.
They already knew.
Not other guys didn't know.
Yes, they did. If you look around the league, many of the guys are saying, yeah, we knew.
Well, they cheated.
And they also say that they're not the only team that does it. So why start now being mad at them when they already knew?
Because they were cheating.
They won a World Series.
Mad at them, too.
Most people already knew.
Because it's out and splattered all over the media. I did read one guy. I forget his name.
Screw the Astros and take away the trophy.
He was not a big name, but he was part of the Astros when this was happening. And so he refused to participate in it. He said, no, I'm not going to cheat.
Right.
What, did he put in earplugs and not hear the trash can banging?
He was one of the few.
But guys on opposing teams, they said they knew.
Yeah, but they're also calling for him to be suspended, and they're screwing up here.
Well, but if they knew, why take?
They couldn't prove it.
Why get your bit of skin now rather than before?
No, they need to act a little more remorseful.
They are they're trying to be a sorry tour, but the fact is, they're still going to get thrown at. Good. They're going to be thrown at.
Yeah, there's a World Series trophy and an MVP trophy.
That's why.
That are owned by people who don't deserve them.
They don't deserve them.
There's rings that are owned by people who don't deserve them.
You know the pitch.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And everybody in baseball knows
right,
that.
Right. When the manager says, well, it didn't affect the outcome
yes,
of the game.
Yes, it did.
Well, then what the hell are you cheating?
Yes, it
you're
did
cheating
affect
to affect
it.
The outcome of the game.
If you know it's not a changeup or a breaking pitch, you know it's a fastball, you're waiting
that
for
helps.
It.
That helps.
A lot. A lot.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.